Good morning.
It's Sunday morning, April the 22nd, 2018, 10:11 a.m. 10:11, 11 minutes past 10 o'clock. So, yeah. I'm out, I'm walking. It's the sun is hot. It's only like 42 degrees out here, but the sun has got some heat to it this morning. I didn't get out yesterday because it was... When I got up, it was snowing. It was everything was covered in snow. It wasn't deep snow. It's all gone now, of course, because it shifted over to rain. It was rainy pretty much all day, so I didn't get out yesterday. I stayed in. I'm out this morning. There's no good reason not to, and I need to get my blood moving a little bit. I've been writing since, or working on writing. I put a lot of new words on the page. I think maybe 100 since 6 o'clock this morning. But I'm going through and straightening out the continuity. I should have been doing this like all last week. But straightening out the continuity so that I can. Launch into the new words. Today's the first day of the 50K challenge. 50K in 2 weeks. Basically a half a nano. Half a nano in time and a full nano in words. So about 1660. 1667 is a day for NaNoWriMo, so twice that per day. Thirty-three, thirty-four words per day will get me to 50,000 at the end of 2 weeks. Well, so far I haven't gotten more than 100 words, but. We haven't done any of the formal sprinting or anything yet. Everybody is still sort of in wake-up mode. It's Sunday. One of our key players is at a writing retreat. Another one isn't free yet this morning. So our specs afternoon will be doing some serious wordage. I need to be ready for that. So I took a nap, I had some breakfast, I'm taking my walk, I need a nap. The problem is I didn't get enough sleep last night, I was up at like 4:45. But somehow I lost 2 hours in the evening. I thought it was around 8 o'clock. And I went in and did my meditation for like 15 minutes. When I came out, it was 10:45. It was about 9 o'clock. It was about the time my kid went to bed. So I went in around what I thought was like 9:15. I came out at 10:45 and I'm going, what? The only thing I can think of is that I actually didn't go in at 9:15. I didn't go in until well after 10. Because the meditation session is only 15 minutes long, and I didn't pass out and fall asleep or anything in there. I have fallen asleep once. Hazard of doing it late in the day. I should be doing it in the morning. I did one this morning already. Did my walking meditation. A little breeze. I get a little overheated here. I'm not wearing that many clothes. I took my jacket off, but I'm still wearing a sweatshirt and a t-shirt. But that's The sun should be warm. So, yeah, other than the fact that my head feels like it's stuffed with cotton, and I don't feel like I'm really quite awake, I'm really quite stoked about getting this challenge underway, getting it off to a good start. I'm supposed to have this book to Karen in a little over a week. That, I don't... It could happen. I could come across the ending here sooner than I expected. But I still need to answer a couple of questions. The questions I came up with the other day, I wrote them down so that when I get home, I wrote them down and put them in my journal so I knew what they were. And that's what started me looking through the... the last few chapters, and what I discovered was that I was looking through like the last three quarters of what I've written so far. So it's only, you know, it's only 50,000 words, so I'm only looking at the last 3,000 words, but there's a lot of stuff in those 3,000 words that is like I double dipped. I talked about it early and then I talked about it again as if I hadn't talked about it before. And so a lot of stuff that particularly near the end where I just sort of been chipping away every you know, couple, 300, 400, 500 words every day, and repeating what I'd already done. So I'm going to find myself losing words here soon. I was breaking even pretty much. I think the first hour and a half I was up 39 words. And by the second hour, the second session, which is about an hour long, I was up about 50. And I think now I'm up about 65 words on the day after about 3-4 hours of work. 4.5 hours, I think. Something like that. Anyway, I got at it early. I've been working at it. It's moving. The neighbors love that guy. Dude, muffler, you should get one. It's supposed to be a quiet Sunday morning. What the hell is going on here? Traffic? I had heavy traffic out on 34. I suppose it was people either coming from or going to church at 10 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. But those board shorts do absolutely nothing for you. Never been a shorts guy. Never wore them when I was younger. The only time I wore them was I had to. I was either playing tennis or in phys ed, and I had a really crappy pair of tennis shorts. They were white, but that's the best you could say for them. Bird action this morning. There's a red-winged blackbird. Dove. dog action down here. Looks like, sounds like we're going to have a little dog action down here. I wonder how long it'll be before they fill in this field. Coming up, I want to get ready, say it with me, compost. Didn't slap very satisfactorily this morning. My cough got in the way. The trees budded up. There's even leaves out on some of them. Real old flowering crab with top dead over there. A lot of branches are all flowered up, but that tree's near its end of life. Didn't really need the jacket. I probably should have realized that once I got outside, the sun beating down, jacket was going to be overkill. Oh, well. Not pushing very hard this morning, I can tell. Just as well. Do the work, do the thinking, get the blood moving. I'm at the point where I have to have something bad happen again. In the story. I mean, I don't really need to have something else bad happen, but the story needs some sort of kick in the slats right about now. Doing a lot of work on this place. Yes. So I need to do something with... The story is coming together too smoothly. I need to have a... A wrench in the works. I don't know quite which kind of wrench it needs. Ideally, it should have something, maybe something physical happen. I don't know. That's part of the problem, is that I have stuff sketched down, but I'm not sure exactly. I mean, I just threw them in there. I don't know that they're even useful. And I'm in the middle. It's the mushy middle. Beautiful morning, holy cow. Traffic today. Get out of the way, get out of the way. Mosquito swamp. That was a duck in it. All the water that came down yesterday be evaporated by tomorrow. So I unplugged my sump pump. Well, it sounds a little risky, but the reality is I think the ground water level is water table is just about a foot, which is about 2 feet under my basement, and the sump is 3 feet deep. So for the last God knows how long, 3 years, the pump has come on about every 10 minutes and pumped about 30 gallons out, which would correspond to about a foot of water in the bottom of the sump. So just to try, I unplugged it a little while ago and let it go for overnight, let it go for the whole day. I plugged it in. It is pumped maybe twice as long. That's an interesting noise. Like an airplane, but it's the wrong sound for a jet. How weird. Anyway, so yeah, I unplugged it, like it pumped maybe twice as long and shut off. So I unplugged again, let it go overnight. So it was, wasn't keeping my wife awake, which is help. But. So I just realized as I was walking this morning, I realized that I unplugged it yesterday morning. It's been 24 hours. And we've had a lot of water. I should go make sure we're not taking on water in the basement. I'll plug the bilge pump back in. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.